requirements?
I think it was the Vision of Sarebi. The Vision of Sarebi said, everybody has requests on Yom Kippur. Everybody has bakashas from Hashem Yisbarach on Yom Kippur. So the Vision of Sarebi said, I think it was the Avos Yisrael. He says, my request Yom Kippur is that I should be Kaparos and Shal Yisrael. I should be Kaparos and Shal Yisrael. It's a big chiddush. What does it mean, I should be Kaparos and Shal Yisrael? What it means is that if a Kadosh Baruch Hu needs a korban today, he's Moser Nefesh for Klal Yisrael. That if Hashem needs to take somebody today, then I should be the one, he said. That should be a Kadosh Baruch Hu's korban. So it's a big chiddush. The MS is that this was Moshe Rabbeinu's avodah. V'im'ayin mechinin ha-misifach ha-asher kosafta. V'im'ayin, if there's no eitza, then mechinin ha-misifach ha-asher. Then I give myself up in a way that I'm completely gone. I erase myself completely for B'nai Yisrael's kiyum, B'nai Yisrael's nitzchias. And this was the avodah of Esther Hamalka also. That's what Esther said. That if I find chin in your eyes, nafshi b'sheilasi means that I'll give up my life, that you'll take my life, that's my bakasha, that's my sha'ila, v'am v'bakashasi, so that the Jewish people should live on. That's what she wanted to do. She went in with mesiras nefesh, that she should be the korban, that she should be the korban to save the Jewish people. But in the schus of her mesiras nefesh, so Haman was the korban instead. Haman was the korban instead, but she was willing to be moser nefesh. This is the dimyon between Yom Kippurim and Purim. The shaykh between Purim and Yom Kippur. But there's a tzaddik in the generation that although everybody in Klal Yisrael on Yom Kippurim is Yom HaRachamim, it's a day where we make requests from Hashem Yisbarach, unlike Rosh Hashanah. Everybody in Yom Kippur is davening for everything which they need on Yom Kippur for the coming year. The tzaddik's kavana is that if Hashem needs a korban, he should be the korban for B'nai Yisrael. I should be Kaparos and Shal Yisrael. This was Esther Hamalka. That's why Esther's Mashiach and Shal Yisrael. Because it's nicker. The person knows how close he is to the Nekudas Mashiach and how much he's margish this in, that if Klal Yisrael needs a kapara, that he's willing to be the kapara for B'nai Yisrael. That he's willing to be the Sir La'azazel. He's willing to be that korban L'Shem Shemayim. That's pshat. Nafshi b'shelasi, nami b'kashosi. Yeah, man. Yeah,